Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
As was once said, you can't turn it off. It's never over. It's never over. Unfortunately, damn, reality comes in. And yes, it is today, final day of winter bow season. And DMZ 7 through 15, 17, 36, 41, 49, 50, and RFA 51. Tough. Too much stuff going on this week. I'll be working up at a boat show a little later on today. Last day of winter bow. Where did the season go, man? It just flew. Last two hunts, me and a lovely D-Marie, man, it was tough. The two windiest days it had to be. Where the wind was coming at us from every different direction. Saw some deer, but oh well, maybe next year. I got some venison in the freezer, but looks like next year is going to be it. No worries, though. Coming up in April is going to be the spring gobbler season. NJ Fish and Wildlife's R3 Hunting and Shooting Program, partnered with the New Jersey National Wild Turkey Federation, is going to give two free turkey calling and hunting seminars coming up. First one's going to be Saturday, March 1st, up there at the Pequest Hatchery in Warren County, way long drive. The second one, most importantly, going to be Saturday, March 15th, at Batstow Village Visitor Center there in Wharton and Burlington County. Both seminars will be from 1 to 3 p.m. And I'll tell you, you got some aces going to be given out. I think it's going to be Logan Bolly and Joe Leske going to be giving it down here in Batstow. Both are beyond phenomenal turkey hunters. Registration is required. Registration deadline is February 27th at 5 p.m. Go to njfishandwildlife.com. Click on the hunting link, go to turkeys, and they'll have information there. It may even be in the news section right there. Also, a reminder, this coming Thursday evening, it's going to be at 7 p.m. The Bureau, NJ Fish and Wildlife's Bureau of Freshwater Fisheries, is having their cool water and warm water species presentation. All the work they've been doing the past year. One's going to be channel cat production. Oh, yeah. I like that. But also, the cool water sampling results of Pompton Lake, Monksville, and Mountain Lake up north, that's mostly, I guess, for the northern pike and the muskies. Here, when it comes to bass, largemouths especially, Assinpink, Union Lake, and Manasquan Reservoir, Round Valley Reservoir is going to be involved in it also. But for South Jersey, Rack and Fin Radio Air, Union Lake, Manasquan Reservoir, and Assinpink Lake, what they found. Hopefully, we have Chris Smith lined up. He's a principal fisheries biologist, former bass tournament pro, former New Jersey bass angler of the year. He'll be with us next week and to fill us in on the take on that. Again, go to njfishandwildlife.com, go to fishing, go to news section, or go to fishing, freshwater fishing, and register. It's going to be very, very interesting. So what to say, I'll tell you, it's Jersey freshwater fishing. I always say this, man. It's some of the best out there. You've got to put your time in. And how does this parlay with our guest a little later on in the show? We're going to have a striper fishing seminar announcement. The Governor's Surf Fishing Tournament will be held on May 18th, 2025 at Island Beach State Park. And registration is open. Register for the Governor's Surf Fishing Tournament before April 19th to save on adult registration. Be eligible for additional prizes and head directly to the beach on the day of the tournament. Again, one more time, njfishandwildlife.com. Go to the news section right there. What's happening, they'll be there. Or go to the fishing, go to saltwater fishing and the announcements there. I tell you, that guy won last year, man. That was a nice striper he brought up on the sand. That was a good catch. Really Jammed Up Show coming up next couple of segments. Protecting your right to hunt and fish and trap and enjoy the outdoors in New Jersey. Is it overblown? No. The antis are constantly out there, and they're marshaling their forces. They're calculating. They're pros at this. And they have a lot of politicians in their pockets who do it under their ass from their elbow when it comes to this, the hunting, conservation, all but. Joining us online will be someone from New Jersey Outdoor Alliance of Philadelphia. Actually, it'll be Captain Pete Grimless. He'll be doing it. So grab that cup, grab that Rebel. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
You don't need a President's or Valentine's sale. Get to Matt Black Kia and save every day. With over 1,100 new Kias in stock or en route. All with zero down, zero payments until May, even low 1.9% financing for 60 months on 25 Kia Sorento and Sportage SUV. So bring any trade, even if you're buried in a loan or lease. Matt Blatt Kia wants to get you released and into your new Matt Blatt Kia, like the all-new 25 K4. Just $129 per month lease with zero security deposit and only $36.95 due. Matt Blatt Kia, your PA and New Jersey Kia Superstores in Abington, Egg Harbor Township, and Toms River, or right to your front door.
It's gotta be a Matt Blatt Kia.
With approved credit, $13.89 per thousand finance. Not all will qualify. Credit may affect down payment. Offers can't be combined. Go to MattBlattKiaNJ.com for complete details or 888-505-6670. Price includes all costs to be paid by consumer except for licensing, registration, and taxes through KMF. Rebates and incentives to deal. Expires 3/4/25. Matt Blatt Kia, 6211 Black Horse Pike, Egg Harbor Township, and on Route 37 in Toms River.
Be a part of the magic at Storybook Land in Egg Harbor Township. They're hiring ride operators and food and beverage staff, so come to their open interview day on February 22nd. That's 2/22 between 10 and 3. If you're 16, an active senior, or anywhere in between, if you're energetic and reliable, they'd love to meet you. Enjoy a flexible schedule, a supportive team, and top-notch training from certified theme park pros. Open interview day, February 22nd from 10 to 3. Learn more and apply online at storybookland.com.
This is Atlanta County Executive Denny Levinson. Help protect the safety of your family, friends, and neighbors. Become a Medical Reserve Corps volunteer. Participate in training exercises, shelter operations, vaccination clinics, disaster cleanup and recovery, education, and outreach. Members include medical and health professionals, as well as non-professionals. Call 609-645-7700, extension 4244. Make a difference in your community as a Medical Reserve Corps volunteer.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5, South Jersey's talk station.
Well, let's get to it. Fishing seasons are rapidly approaching. Well, like I said in the opening, it's never over. It's never over. Hunting season is never over. At least, well, when it comes to the deer season, I guess it is. Today is the last day. Then comes the sheds. It's a year-round thing. Hunting in New Jersey, as always, it has been, it seems, since the mid to late 70s that I noticed it as a teenager. And then especially grew up in the 90s and then through the early 2000s, lulled a little bit back. Hunting and trapping and now fishing. And fishing's been a few years under attack. Thank God we have a group out there. New Jersey Outdoor Alliance is on it big time. Join us online right now. There's a couple of bills going on. Some things happening. I just want to avail you to the NJOA. They work behind the scenes. The guy Tommy Conrad down there. They got some dedicated, hardcore people that are protecting our rights to hunt, fish, trap, and enjoy the outdoors in New Jersey. It's Captain Pete Grimless, past president of New Jersey Outdoor Alliance, and currently is serving as an advisor. Captain Pete, may I call you Captain Pete? How you been, man?
I'm doing just fine, Tom. Good to hear from you.
Pete, listen, towards the next segment, I want to get into this game dinner you're having going up there up in North Jersey. Man, that is going to be the cat's meow, if you get my drift.
It is the best. I mean, there's game dinners that have venison, more venison. The NJOA's Wild Game Dinner, an annual event, is a gourmet's delight. I mean, it's a cornucopia of fresh harvested game from New Jersey's woods and waters, and it's an amazing, amazing event. It's going to be held on Sunday, March 2nd at 4 o'clock in the afternoon at the Black Forest Inn. And what the chef serves is beyond compare.
Listen, right off 80, right on 206 Newton Andover exit. Beep, and you're right, boop,
right.
There it is right there. And we have a great South Jersey event. NJ always has it in October at the fantastic Red Wing Sporting Clay. Shout out to Roger and Danny and everybody out there. And a lot of great eats there. Two big fundraisers. Pete, it seems that the anti's pockets are bottomless and ours are finite. So the importance, Pete, of getting people involved in this, the fundraising aspect, And just, listeners, it's a never-ending, it's like the old Superman thing, a never-ending battle for truth and justice trying to preserve hunting, fishing, and trapping in New Jersey.
It doesn't stop, Tom. I mean, they're constantly at us, and people don't realize what goes on behind the scenes and all these bills they try to shoot through, but we're on top of it. We watch every one that comes through.
Pete, unfortunately, again, the way it's set up here in Jersey, legislation, politics really come into it. No, I don't think any other, maybe Washington now in Colorado, what's going on out there, that's a nightmare with the animal rights trying to get in on the wildlife commissions. But Pete, the politics always involved in fisheries and wildlife management here in the state. It gets crazy sometimes.
For sure.
I've seen some bills introduced. Who came up with this? How did it even get out of committee? And thank God, shout out to Sweeney there, when he was a Senate president. A lot of stuff didn't. He did a great job. A lot of stuff didn't get to, was it Corzine's desk? Whoever was there at desk. But I'll tell you, Pete, going to the NJOA, like you had mentioned a bill earlier when we were off the air. I find that crazy.
Yeah, the dog breeding license bill. It's just Senator Gopal put it up. I don't think he really researched it that much, but all the dog trainers in the state are just totally against that, and we'll be talking to Senator Gopal in the near future about that. He put it up for a hearing, and he got so much flack on it that he took it off the table. So right now it's they're trying to rewrite it a little bit so it appeases everybody, but it's a bill that isn't necessary.
It just makes no sense to me, Grimless. Another thing with Gopal, I'll just tell right now, have your people call. I don't care. He is an avowed anti-hunter and trapper. I believe he's a vegan or something. He just hates hunting and fishing and anything like that. He's the one. Jen Beck, she just got a little too confident. Jen Beck, and boom, out she went. What was that, District 12? Out she went. And Gopal said he grabbed the reins, man, and he's very dangerous when it comes to the rights of hunters, fishermen, and trappers in New Jersey.
So us, our job is to educate these legislators. They really don't know, and they're pushed in different directions by so many special needs people. It's absurd. One of the bills we're really working on, you might know about, is the Lake Access Bill. It's
right.
A4504, and we're trying to get $2 million for the DEP to provide public access to lakes. Think about this. They stock a lake like Greenwood Lake, and because there's no boat access, only the marine owners and the property owners around the lake get access to that great resource. And the marina owners are charging anywhere from $25 to $75 a day just to launch your boat to get out and catch a little fish.
The state still stocks it with walleyes and muskies. Great great fisheries up there for those people. But again, getting on there, and I'll be working a boat show later on today up in Edison, and I met someone on Greenwood, has a marina there. Yeah, I'm the one that's getting these fishermen kicked out. And she was proud. She was actually boasting about it. Granted, it's their problem. I get that. It's their problem. They don't want fishermen there. They want the party barges out there, the tiki bars and all that stuff on the water. They want Greenwood to be a resort place. And listen, it's not only North Jersey. Pete, down here in South Jersey, there are lakes where access is almost impossible.
Very true, Tom. And actually, there's many organizations that have come to us and asked us to represent them with the legislators to get this done. The bill appropriates $2 million for boat ramps. Well, that can go quite a ways. I can go to Greenwood Lake and several other lakes, but it's about getting it done. So far, we're 3 years into it, but we're gonna get it done. Sooner or later, it'll happen.
The process is so phlegmatic. It's like they try to wear you down.
Absolutely.
Then they eventually give it up. Is Tommy Connors your legislative liaison?
Yes, he is. Does a great job for us. He's with legislators all the time.
Listen, he is the human version of, I guess, a Himalayan or Tibetan Mastiff. Those big, huge things that don't give up, don't let go. That's Tommy Connors. But I'll tell you, Grimless, he's very judicious. And you look at this big guy, he's very soft-spoken. I don't want to get him pissed off, though.
He is an ex-school teacher. He just retired, and...
He's too young to retire.
He's always the biggest guy in the room. So
you ain't lying, man. Well, Pete, now, as it's a never-ending thing here, because these, like you said, these anti-bills keep popping up, ideas keep popping, they get in committee, don't get in committee. Do you see it right now to stop hunting in New Jersey intensifying?
It's always been there, and it seems to be a stronger movement than ever, and that's the reason for the NGOA, to make sure that that movement doesn't overwhelm us. We need to stand fast for conservation, for the hunters, for the heritage.
Be proactive instead of reactive. That one thing, you know, a guy, it's again, listen, this is how intense it is, these antis. Guy mentioned to me after a meeting, he says, you know, why can't we get doves to be a game bird? I said, we could barely get bears legal again. It's not that easy.
No, it isn't. And again, it comes down to educating the legislators, but you have such a strong push from the animal rights people, it makes it tough. I mean, it's just lie after lie that, you know, it's hard to fight. Very hard to fight.
Can I address you as Admiral Grimless? You're the man. Okay, Joe's on the line is Pete Grimless, former past president of New Jersey Outdoor Alliance. He's currently serving as an advisor. Well, Pete, when it comes down to it, he's a fairly frequent guest on Rockman. He's out of the area, but Jersey's a very small state. Up there in District 24, Parker Space, now a senator. He says, Tom, a lot of these politicians that don't really, Hunterford, know anything about it, they're presented, they give it to their aides. Here, look into this. And the proclivities of the aides will decide whether, you know, to go to support it or not, co-sponsor it or not. And that's, I said, Parker, that kind of scary. He says, you're telling me. He says, I see stuff that shows up that, how did it even get here?
Parker's a great guy, and he's right on top of it. He's a fellow hunter. He's always out in the field. If you've ever been to his space farm.
Up there in Beamerville, 519, yeah.
Incredible. I mean, his history, his background. He's the guy we want representing him. I wish the rest of the senators were like him in the state. It'd be no problem at all getting the right things done. A true conservationist. I can't say enough about Parker.
Yeah, well, Pete, I was at Atlantic County Federation, whatever, game dinner. I think it was last March. There was a guy there from up in Somerset County, assembly with a D after his name, so I immediately just And he got his two kids or three kids, whatever, into hunting and fishing a whole bit. And he made a point, talking around afterwards, and shout out to Scotty McGahee on this and all those guys. And, God, man, I miss him already. Ed Markowski. I just miss Ed. Anyway, he said, guys, he says, I'm the only voice you have there on this side of the aisle. He says, nobody fishes or hunts on the Democratic side. And maybe paraphrasing it a little bit, but that's pretty much what he said. So get to Tommy Cox. How does it get dealing with these people that already have their minds made up, so to speak?
Well, you know, it's the Democrats are in power in the state, so we need them to work with us.
I know.
It comes down to sitting down with them, talking common conservation sense to them, and letting them know what needs to be done. You're right. A lot of them have no idea what conservation is all about, how to sustain a species, how to make it so you can harvest yet not wipe it out. So again, education.
The old wise use of a natural resource. That's the definition of conservation, not preservation. And people, everything's in a state of flux. There's no such thing as preservation. It doesn't exist. It's in a state of flux. Even if you have, locked up, you have this land locked up, it's constantly changing, season by season, year by year. There's a change. Hey, Pete, you have to hang in for another segment, right? You promised?
I can.
Okay, people, grab that cup, grab that Red Bull. We'll be right back. NJOA advisor. Admiral. Pete Grimless, be right back.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5. South Jersey's talk station.
Bullet points.
I'm Evan Brown. You may not have a right to that silencer. The U.S. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals is now saying a firearm suppressor manufactured by silencer or otherwise is not a protected item under the Second Amendment. The decision comes in a ruling in the case of George Peterson, arrested by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives for possessing a kit-made suppressor that was unregistered. The National Firearms Act restricts suppressors much as it does machine guns, and those looking to own one must acquire a special tax stamp. Peterson tried claiming his suppressor should be protected under the Second Amendment and his case should be dismissed. But now the panel from the Fifth Circuit says the Second Amendment applies to firearms and not firearms accessories. And unlike previous Supreme Court rulings having to do with things like ammunition, a suppressor isn't necessary to operate a firearm. And those are your bullet points. I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. Biomarker testing was a turning point for me. By working with my oncologist, we were able to determine the most appropriate treatment plan. My fear was I wasn't going to be here to see my children grow up. That gave me hope, knowing that I had that chance, and I did. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Yeah, back inside Rack and Fin Radio. Hey, halfway through the month of February. March 1st. Happy New Year. But it's never over. Hunting season's never over. I'm going to be woodchucks. There's still coyotes. And you got the conservation order for the snow and light geese and the raw, whatever. This avian flu, though, man. It is not what I'm seeing. It is not good. But we're back with Captain Pete Grimless, New Jersey Outdoor Alliance. Pete, I want to get into a bit on the fishing end of things. Now, you ran Mako, Maine up there at a Point Pleasant for 20, 22, 23 years, something like that. Now, there's the anti-tournament feeling. It has been. That's been growing. Any type of competition, like the hunting thing is really under the gun there, pun intended with that. With the, you know, coyote tournaments or whatever. But, Pete, I've noticed the anti-fishing things slowly but surely. But, for example, like in Switzerland, there's no such thing as catch and release. You have to kill. In Germany, you have to take tests to get your fishing license. I'm seeing more and more people on the that want recreational fishing either severely curtailed or make it go away. And then you have the internecine fighting between the bait guys, the lure guys, the fly guys. Then you have the catch and release striper guys, the other guys who want to be able to keep one striper. Pete, it gets crazy. Sometimes I wonder your opinion. Can we be our own worst enemies?
At times we can, Tom. No doubt about it, especially when you get commercial against recreational and vice versa. You know, there's so much going on the national level with National Marine Fisheries Service that we should be working together on to increase our quotas. We shouldn't be working against each other, and that's happened in the past. I think the windmills are actually something that are getting us closer together.
That galvanized everybody,
the
commercial
guys don't want them. The recreational guys don't want them. It's just a waste of money. It's probably one of the most expensive ways to produce electricity there is. There are other ways. They just don't want to look at them right now. But we need to unite. We need to get all the organizations together, whether it be fishing or hunting or trapping.
Mm-hmm.
You need to come together under the same umbrella so you have a larger voice. I mean, that's what the NJOA is all about, getting as many organizations and involved under our umbrella, so we can go in there as a voice of 100,000 or a million, actually, in the state of New Jersey.
Well, Grimless, that's what the antis do. They all get together, man, and they're not okay. We can have this, but not that. It's stop hunting, stop fishing, stop trapping, and we have to get to that realization, Grimless. It's scary.
We need to work together on it, Tom.
Offshore wind. Shout out to Seth Grossman there. What's that? Peace and Prosperity, whatever. Local guy here, an attorney. Has a great guy. He had a thing released about how Murphy stopped that, wouldn't let him, you know, dig that gas line. No nuclear power, wouldn't shore up Salem. And now the ratepayers are up to 15, 18, 20% more under the guise of clean energy. Now the whole thing's down the toilet.
Yeah, we have a white paper that we produced on the wind situation in New Jersey. If you go online, it's under njoutdooralliance.org. You'll see what we've written up on our stance for wind and a lot of other things too. We just did a little piece on in memory of Bob Popovich, who was
Pops, yeah.
Fantastic fly tire. I mean, known the world over. I mean, yeah. Been all over the place and addressed or complimented by so many great people in the fly fishing world.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, here again, fly fishermen needs to get along with spin fishermen, need to get along with surf fishermen, need to get along with boat people. It's, again, we need to come together.
I remember a shout out to the Popvics. The last time I saw Pops, I was there at the Shady Rest. Walk in, his daughter's there. Oh, it's you. I said, yeah, man. Hey, where's Bob? Where's Bob? She's outside. And I heard Pops say, give him a beer. Time P, come on out here. I go, she gives me a beer. I walk out in the back. He says, yeah, get him that stuffed olives, too. I got a little thing of stuffed olives. He's out there. He was a big guy. He had a veteran, a whole, but just a big guy. And he was so genteel with his roses. He loved his rose garden, his rose bushes. Pete, you ever see? It's phenomenal. Right on the outside, on the side of the Shady Rest.
Wow.
And you look at him and you say, these big banana fingers tying those delicate little size 26 midgets. Come on, get out of here. And improvising all this, and then with the roses just quickly, and then you see him shoot out 90 feet of line in the surf. That is, well, not 90, maybe 80, off the jetty. That is something to see. He was amazing. And I had a chance to work on and off with Pops of various clients we had at Wood Advertising, and he was always one for the people. I remember saying, hey, Pops, like George Pover, I'm saying, Pops, come on, we're supposed to go out to dinner. He's, people lined up for autographs. He said, Tom, these are my people. He was, again, was a class, and it was a great thing you guys did. He was a class operation.
Yes, he was. Truly missed by many.
Well, Pete, now back to the windmills real fast before we get to the dinner. I'll be the first. I'm not acknowledging this. I'll first to admit it. I said, it's a done deal, man. Too much money involved. Boy, was I glad I was wrong yet again. If it's in a stall, it's in a stall right now. It's not totally gone. Are you hearing anything to the contrary? I mean, it's always something simmering under the surface.
We're all delighted that it's in a stall mode right now. And a lot depends on who's going to take the governorship at the end of this year. That's going to be a real important play. And that'll certainly be the campaign platform for many of the politicians that are up, and God knows there's a lot of them up on both sides of the aisle this year. So it's going to be an interesting November that we go through.
Okay, Peter. Well, Pete, the NJOA's endorsement, it's big stuff. So I'm just wondering now, because everyone's thrown her. Another Republican just threw his hat in the ring. Yeah, on the Democrats, say, yeah, full up, and these other clowns that are in here. Yeah, this, yeah. Ross Baraka from Newark, where I grew up in Newark. Yeah, member of one of the Bloods or Crips, I don't remember, whatever. When does the NJOA, do you have meetings and you have all their platforms down and the discussion? How do you winnow the process? That must take months before you put that endorsement down.
Well, first of all, we don't endorse anybody until the primaries are over.
Right, that's what
and
I'm saying.
And even then, we're not sure whether we're going to endorse anybody because we don't know what their stance is. So normally what we do, we'll ask the final candidates to come in and do a presentation for us. And in the past, they have. I mean, Chris Christie came in, and we asked for 9 specific things that had to do with hunting, fishing, and trapping. And, you know, during his tenure, we got them all.
Mm-hmm.
So he was a man of his word. Senator Sweeney, same situation. He promised us things. He made it happen. So, I mean, there are a couple of the guys that we honored at our wild game dinner. Good people.
Tell you, man, that's going to be, listeners, from this guy, David from Rockefin Radio, that's going to be a tough call now. My guys, they have Chitterelli, and then you have Sweeney. That's going to be a bloody primer there on the D side. But I'll tell you one thing about them. They always coalesce behind the candidate. Republicans are personality problems there. But that's going to be a tough call if you look at it strictly from a hunting and fishing trapping rights perspective, because they're both for that.
Yep, and we'll find out more as time goes on. Actually, I was with Chitterelli the other night, and he's already committed to doing a presentation for us. But again, we'll wait till the primaries are over, and then we'll sit down with both candidates, maybe even more than both. I mean, there's so many candidates up this year. It's crazy. I've never seen so many.
That's dissatisfaction, man. I think I can do it better. and I can do it better than you, and I can do better. That's I like the free for all aspect, Pete. That's very entertaining for my end.
It is, isn't it?
Okay, join us online is Captain Pete Grimless, advisor, New Jersey Outdoor Alliance, and on the politics there. Okay, drum roll. Let's get to this incredible wild game feast at the Black Forest Inn, 249 Highway 206 in Stanhope. Listen, I run into people there from Cape May County, Gloucester County, Salem County. Peter draws from some of the same people are at the Sporting Clay Shoot. We get them from the north down here. We get them from Sussex and Morris and Huntington counties. Peter brings everybody together. That's almost standing room only. I'm surprised a fire marshal hasn't come down on you guys.
It's a good one, Tom. Tom, if you're a foodie, if you're an outdoor sport person, you're going to love it. I mean, I'll give you a couple of things that are on the menu here. Pheasant and a porcini sauce, smoked trout and a creamed horseradish, fresh braised boar and Riesling, goose pate and goose Reuben, bear stew with spetzel. And it just goes on and on. Hasenpfeffer, smoked salmon, quail. It is amazing. The chef up there, Heinrich Gem, is just a world-class German chef. He's been on Chopped, if you've ever watched that TV station.
Listen to me. I said, Heinrich, come through here. Yeah? Let me tell you. So I have a tray of that trout with the horse already reserved, Grimace. Okay, go ahead. Keep going.
So, yeah, it's going to be... The whole Etkem family is part of it. Heiner's sister, Barbara, their kids, even the father is at it. I mean, this is one of their special events of the year. And as you said, it brings people from one end of the state to the other. Actually, I had a few people come in from Pennsylvania for it.
Oh.
So it's kind of first come, first served, and it's bound to sell out again this year.
It's $100. This, and most importantly, on a serious note here, most importantly, it's a chance to meet your pro outdoors, your pro hunting, fishing, trapping legislators. Here's the chance. You get. I walked up to it. I was just talking one-on-one. These people were great. I'll tell you who's the rising star, Dawn Fantastic Fantasia.
She's a sweetheart.
Oh, yeah, sweetheart, really, man. Oh, I wouldn't want to get on her bad side. Yep. She is, I see her running for governor in a few years. You heard that here first on Rock and Fin Radio. You know, listen, it's a 50-50 raffle, thousands upon thousands of dollars in outdoor gear. And a 50-50 can't be beat. It's a great time. And, again, another important thing, you are helping support the right to hunt, fish, and trap and be stewards of the environment in New Jersey. Pete, that's it, man.
That's it. You hit the nail right on the head. This is our only one of our two fundraisers each year. And we hope you'll all join us.
Listen, I took over the carving station. You had to see if I had a chef's hat on. That was something. Okay, Pete, it's a dollar. Now, how do people get involved with this? Find out more information on this? Listen, it's going to be March 2nd, a Sunday, up there in Stanhope, Newton area, right off exit 80, very easy to get to. A game feast like you will never, ever experience, and it's going for a good cause. Tom Pete, that's North Jersey. So we promo here the Sporting Clay Shoot down here in South Jersey. You want to hunt, fish, trap, whatever in New Jersey, this is the organization that, again, all the other ones, Sue's Federation, everything, this is the big fundraiser, Pete. So for more information, how to go to a website, Facebook page, what do you got, Grimless?
NJOutdoorAlliance.org. Go to events. Sign up for your ticket right there.
Okay.
Very easy.
Easy peasy. Pete, the prize is the last time. I'm looking at this. I'm looking at this. I'm looking at this. I said, I didn't bring enough money.
We've got crossbows. We've got charter fishing trips. We've got a gun. We've got a little bit of everything that we're giving away. It's a good one, as it usually is.
Okay, Pete, you take care. Best of everyone at the NJOA. Tell Tommy Connor to loosen up a little bit, man.
Will do.
Pete, I'll see you guys. I'll see you in a few weeks. Take care.
Yes, sir.
Okay, by the way, your office manager, Sue?
Mm-hmm.
She is aces across the board. Give that woman a raise. I'm sorry about that. Okay, Pete, you take care.
Thanks. That's it.
Yeah, a little long on that segment. Coming up, we're talking about a Striper seminar coming up in a couple of weeks. Hey, Tom Pio, actually, it's going to be next Sunday, the 23rd. Striper fishing already? Hey, man, the season opens up March 1st in the back. Striper's on the beach a little too early. Girls, I saw a lady mid-March. I saw some bass. Now's the time to get ready. So be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5. For complete contest rules, visit WPGTalkRadio.com.
Fox News. I'm Deborah Valentine. Three hostages held by Hamas in Gaza are back in Israel as part of the latest hostage exchange between Israel and Hamas, including an Israeli American. We get more from Fox's Chanley Painter.
The three hostages being released are 36-year-old dual U.S.-Israeli citizen Sagi Dekel Chin, 29-year-old dual Russian-Israeli citizen Alexander Trufanov, and 46-year-old Israeli Yair Horn.
Under the exchange, Israel is releasing at least 360 Palestinian prisoners, part of phase one of the current ceasefire. Investigators say the crew of the Army helicopter that collided in midair with an American Airlines jet last month over Washington, D.C., may have had inaccurate altitude readings and may not have heard key instructions from air traffic controllers to move behind the plane. All 67 aboard the two aircraft killed. America's listening to Fox News.
Your WPG Talk Radio 95.5 AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. High wind watch tomorrow morning through Monday afternoon. Cloudy today, periods of rain and sleet this afternoon with a high of 44. Periods of rain and a thunderstorm tonight could be pounding on roadways. Low 37, rising to the mid-40s. Periods of rain and a thunderstorm tomorrow, windy and warmer. The high 63. Monday, very windy, mostly sunny, much colder, the high 38. I'm AccuWeather's Drew Shannon on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
As mentioned, it's coming up pretty soon. March 1st, Back Bay's Tidal Rivers open for striped bass. But hey, don't forget, the surf, man. The bass always show up in the surf sometime in March. Sometime in mid-March, early, the surf fishing is about to get a head of steam. Joining us online right now is a very special guest. He's going to be running, hopefully I can make it, February 23rd at the American Legion Hall up there in Barnegat, a surf fishing seminar. Get ready for the season. It's Mr. Carl the Striper Bomb Hartman. I should say the Striper Hammer Man, because I've seen photos. He is always catching fish about this incredible seminar. It's going to be a seminar and lunch, a whole bit of free gig going on. And it's going to be on a Sunday, and it's going to be a great time. Hartman, how are you?
Oh, fantastic. Thank you for having me.
Hey, listen, man, I got too much going on, and I'm seeing all of a sudden, trout season's coming. Put the brakes. Oh, man, free seminar, American Angler, February 20th. Oh, you got some guest speakers. You're going to be giving part of a seminar. Listeners, plus a free light lunch, a kielbasa, baked ziti, and salads. Damn, does it get good? Is it the the American Legion, 499 Main Street in Barnegat? It's right on Route 9, right? It's right there by Lefty's, right?
Oh yeah, right down the road. Absolutely.
How did I know that?
Well, you're local to the area, I think.
Carl, let's go. Now you are the president and founder of the group American Angler, and you've been doing, I guess, the tournaments 30-something years, the seminars 20 years. This is your group has grown beyond leaps and bounds, man. Congratulations on that. But before we get to this outing there. Go into the genesis of this whole thing. What made you say, I want to start? Because Hartman, it's larger than life now. Listen, right. He's like a paramecium. He splits himself up. He's in Hudson County. He's in Central Jersey. He's in South. Then he's down in Maryland. He has groups down there. Go ahead, Carl. Floor is yours, brother.
Well, basically, we started in 2016. Just wanted to get my own group together. Started with 5 people, went to 20 people. Now it's over close to 300. And we put a cap on it. We don't advertise that we want membership, but they come to me usually. Mm-hmm. And not only do we have at least a couple dozen down in Maryland, we call them Del Marva.
Yeah.
But we also have a group up in the Boston area we call the Boston Boys, which is American Angler North. So we have them basically Northeast and a little bit of Mid-Atlantic. And you know, we're having a seminar also on the 22nd in Maryland.
Wow.
To just, you know, entertain and talk to people and everything down there. which is fantastic. But we've been doing this for a long time now.
Yeah, Carl, again, the tournament, it make you put your hair out. I've been involved in a few of them. I walked away. You've been just like the pit bull, the bulldog, getting these things going. Now they're so eagerly anticipated, you can get it by the calendar.
Yes, yes. Well, you got to deal with the towns. You got to deal with the vendors. You got to deal with a lot of things. There's a lot of entities, but after doing it for so many years, the experiences, it just comes natural. And you know who to talk to, the contacts and all that stuff.
Yeah.
It just gets natural. And, you know, having the American Legion, having, you know, LBI or Seaside Park or North Jersey,
right,
whatever.
Right there.
You get to know people, and, you know, you get to know the people that want you there, too.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the key. And a lot of these towns want you there because, you know, maybe they don't have nothing going on in spring, May or whatever. But, you know, they want you there. And that's kind of the key. And so I enjoy doing it. I meet new people. Sometimes they join the group, you have the option,
yep.
And it ends up everybody usually walks away, even if they don't catch fish, it's a smile. That's it. You know, they had a good time. It's a good outing.
Carl, you bring a lot of people into these events, man, and especially when it's not quite the season, it's an economic boost.
Yes, big time, big time. And then, like I said, most of the, you know, the shops in the area, they enjoy this, the 7-Elevens, the Wawas, whatever it may be. Hotels and too, you know, they all enjoy it.
Let me interrupt Carl the Striper Hammer Hartman. One thing here, Jeffries right there was at in West Creek, the ice cream place. I'm walking by this car. Hey, Tom P.
Yes.
Damn near threw my whipped milkshake up in that elm tree or whatever it was.
It was hard.
It happened to be my birthday. My lovely Dee Marie was treating me to an after feast milkshake as if I needed it, Hartman. Hartman says to me,
I remember that.
You ballooned nicely. I said, thank you. Thank you, Carl.
Thanks. I didn't say that, did I?
But Carl, let's get to this event. Listeners.
Okay.
American Angler event Sunday, February 23rd. American Legion Hall right there on Route 9 in Barnegat, 499 Main Street, Route 9. Carl Goodwin, you have some guest speakers there. I understand you have this one guy who I met several times. I've been buying his rigs since, a guy named Emmett Fitzgerald. We'll get into him later. But go into the whole gist of it, and you're going to be giving a talk as well. Go, man.
All right. So what it is we're going to be doing a open meeting, free public meeting at the American Legion. Okay. Starts at 1 o'clock, and it's going to start off with a guy named Paul Michael who works for Fisherman's Headquarters. He's also a guide service. Okay.
Right.
So he walks the beaches, this, that, and everything. He knows what's going on. He's going to talk about catching stripers right off the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's going to be, it's going to be about a 30-minute segment, give or take. And he's just going to give his knowledge base, experience, everything about that, bringing some of the equipment that he uses, et cetera. And he's going to give that 30-minute speech. Then we got Emmett Fitzgerald coming in from Top Notch. He makes Top Notch Tackle, which is great rigs.
Unbelievable. Just Now listen. Emmett Fitzgerald, very quiet guy, very intense guy, not unfriendly, but he's okay. And you look at it, and his rigs are exquisitely, how's that for oxymoronic, exquisitely tough.
Right.
Badass rigs, man.
Yeah, he's top-notch, and what I mean by that is really top-notch. He's going to come in and show everybody who wants to learn how to make rigs, and which is kind of cool. You know, you got to know the knots, you got to know what to do, et cetera. And, you know, he could probably just show off a little bit in a sense. But both speakers work for a Fisherman's Headquarters, and they have volunteered to come down and give their experiences with surf fishing or tog fishing, et cetera, things of that nature. But at the same event, we're going to have some free food, like you brought up before.
Ooh.
We're going to have kielbasa and sauerkraut, baked ziti. We may even add more, depending on how many people show up. Going to, you know, dry and wet salads, and the bar opens up at 11 o'clock, so you can grab a drink there if you really want to. And then I'm going to do my surf fishing 101. It's just the basics and sinkers, the lines, the rods, you know, what to look for, how to read the waves, all that stuff. It's a PowerPoint presentation.
Wow.
I expect it to go about 30 minutes. It's free to everybody.
I was just going
to
say that operative word, F-R-E-E.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I like, you know what? We really like to take things to the neighborhood, just to bring it out to people that are scared to go to one meeting or another.
Mm-hmm.
Come here. You can sit back. You don't have to get up and announce your name and anything like that. You can just watch if you wish. If you got questions, we answer them as best we can. It's just a free open meeting. And I like to do that once or twice a year. And this way, you know, the guy who or girl, angler, whatever, who really is hesitant about doing things like this, you know, this is going to be simple and easy. You put
them at ease. Any trepidation just melts away.
Right.
I've seen that sometimes. People are like, I thought it was so complicated. Well, it is kind of complicated, but when you lay it out, Hartman, like you and your people do, I mean, it's just one step after another, and it's pretty much a quick read, quick study.
Right. Now, I did this seminar a few weeks back at our flea market, and I got about 40 people there, and so many people came up to me and basically said, thank you so much. I never knew about this. I never knew about that. Can I talk to you later? All that stuff. So I realized that, you know, the area may not have these experienced anglers out there. And some people need to be nudged a little bit on what to do and what to do it right. Mm-hmm. Whether it be your knots, whether it be, you know, the equipment, the day you don't go out with certain wind, things of that nature. You know what I mean? So it's free to everybody. And I absolutely enjoy doing this. And I'm bringing in some, you know, big guns here.
Yeah.
And also on top of that, we're going to have a free raffle for a Tika fishing reel for anybody who shows up. It's going to be a free raffle.
Nice.
Little things like that. I like to put together and make everybody happy as best I can.
Okay, you know Hartman. I mean? Hartman, so, to the fishing. What's the earliest you've seen a bass caught off the beach?
Well, last year I saw it mid-April. I would say about April 12th. But, you know, if you got those holdovers, you can get them all year long.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to put your time in. And it's legal off the beach.
Right. I saw the earliest I saw mine was about March 20th.
Okay. You can get them, but they're usually schoolies.
That's what I'm saying. They're schoolies. Yeah. But it's still a striper. They're me, Hartman. I like stock trout. Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm waiting for the big boys, which should show up early May. And then, you know, progress after that. But last year I was catching drum, bluefish, and stripers right off the beach mid-April. It all depends on the weather, water temperatures, and things of that nature, and the bait, of course, you know. So I expected LBI was on fire. So was Island Beach State Park on fire in the spring.
I remember that, yeah. Right.
And then in the fall, LBI doesn't work so well sometimes. I don't know what's going on there, but Island Beach State Park was kick-ass in the fall. It was great.
Carl, we had a pretty good bite going on down in South Jersey, Seattle Stone Harbor area in the early spring. Again, it was the March thing was, pardon the pun, a fluke thing here, but a bass happened to be there.
Right.
Guy's bait was out, and there you go. So they can show up, and these are pretty much resident fish coming in, going out. So listen, even though you figure, like Carl saying, April is going to be an event on Sunday, February 23rd at the American Legion Hall on Main Street, Barnegat, New Jersey, 499 Main Street. Time is 1 o'clock until 3 o'clock. It's never too early to get your stuff together, if you get my drift.
Exactly. And I will say one more thing about fishing. Everybody asks me what's the best month to go fishing in New Jersey, that is. I think it's May.
May?
I think it's May. Yeah, May. Take your days off of work. Put a week aside. I don't know. Just do it during May. It just seems to be the best month. But everybody's invited to our event February 23rd at the American Legion Barnegat. It's right off of Route 9. It's free, A to Z, free parking, free everything, free food while it lasts. And a free raffle, of course. Plus,
he said that because I might show up.
Yeah, that's all right. Tom, come on by.
Listen, the American Legion Hall, 499 Main Street. It's going to be on your right side, heading southbound, and you just go up, turn around, and you're right there. Carl, listen. People want more information on this. Give a website or phone number or something. Go.
Sure. www.americananglerus.com. It's on our page. www.americananglerus.com or call me directly, text or whatever, 201-481-4390, 201-481-4390. Just look for the big tank that's sitting in front of the place, the American tank. You'll find it.
Yeah, miss it. Hey, I like that pole barn back. A couple of times I've driven by thinking, maybe I should stop in and crash the place, but then I looked at some of those guys.
I'm a member there.
Are you a member? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But listen, it's going to be a great event. You're going to have two seminars, one tutorial. This guy, Emma Fitzgerald, again, I've seen his work. I use his stuff.
And Paul Michael.
But Emma's not just the Emma. He's not one of those, hey, man. He's just quiet.
No,
methodical.
He's quiet. Paul will put you on a fish, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fish.
Okay, this is going to be a great time. Sunday, February 23rd. Carl, so it's wide open, right? No need to reservations or anything like that. It's free. Just show up?
Just show up. That's it.
Hartman, I might just be there.
All right.
You'll hear me coming, Hartman.
Well, maybe I'll put out some extra food for you. All right?
The ziti.
Take care, man.
All right, thank you very much.
He's just a great guy, man. Yeah, I tell you, he's running these tournaments. I see him everywhere. You're fishing central. It's Hartman. Okay. Be right back to wrap it up with me, Tom P., Rack and Fin Radio. Listen, check it out, man. February 23rd, American Legion Hall, 499 Main Street, Route 9 in Barnegat. Get ready for Beach Stripers. Be right back.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P., WPG Talk Radio 95.5 and the WPG Talk Radio app.
Hi, this is Gordon Deal. Coming up on This Weekend, some millennials have waited until their 30s to have kids. Hear why for many of them it's created what some call a parenting paradox. We'll examine the issues. Also, how technology can build back Los Angeles after the wildfires. Plus, young adults trying rejection therapy with mixed results. And the old man in Pennsylvania who wants to party until the cops arrive. That and more on This Weekend.
This morning at 6 on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge on treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Donate today at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5. South Jersey's Talk Station.
That'll do it for this weekend on Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Get out there and enjoy it. A little bit of snow we had. I'll tell you, so I'm out there. I'm shoveling. I just loved it, though. Shoveling. Felt good. And then rain the next day. It was all gone. It was gone. I'm shoveling. Of course, the plow comes by and leaves these cinder block sizing. But it was good. It was all good. So it's one day closer to spring. So opportunities out there. North Jersey's still loaded with ice, but down here, wide open waters, and the pickerel bite is on. And again, some crappies and yellow perch. I'm not going to say where. Plenty of public waters wide open. God bless America. God bless our troops. God bless our first responders and law enforcement. It's never over. Time to hunt some sheds. See you next week. Rack and Fin Radio.